It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Council member Lane Miller, and it is so close, we can almost feel it. It is going to be time for International Days coming up the end of July.
I can smell it from here.
You see, Lane can smell it from here. That's
it's
how
that
close it is.
Yep. I can smell the food.
Can't we all? You had to bring food into it.
Yeah, I did.
Now I'm going to be sidetracked. Lane, how are you today?
Good. How are you? I appreciate you having me over.
Anytime you want to come in here, because this is stuff that we need to let people know about. We missed out on International Days last year. Everything was kind of shut down last year as far as the world's concerned, it seemed like. But this year, it's back. It's bigger and it's better than ever, and we're looking so forward to it. And it's all going to kick off on July 29th in the Peace Garden. So let's talk about that Thursday night and everything that's going to happen.
Okay. The big opening, of course, is we talk about the Grand Marshal and the Junior Grand Marshal and who they're going to be, and we give some awards, and we talk about, we used to do fireworks, not going to do fireworks this year, but then we get into Culture Connection at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be Shuffle.
We could almost say Carbon County's own Shuffle.
They're
here often enough.
Yeah, maybe we ought to do, I'll use that. When I introduce them, I'll introduce the Carbon County's own Shuffle. That's a good point.
They're here often enough. They're our adopted sons, basically,
yeah,
daughters.
Yeah, they are. They are.
So we've got that, and once again, that all kicks off about 6, is that we're going to start early?
Yeah, that's when the speeches and the politicians and, you know, they do that kind of stuff. And then the music's at 7.
So music starts at 7, and actually even the 5K is going to kick off from there at 8 o'clock, I believe, that night.
Oh, you're right.
So much going on. We'll have the, you know, where they're going to be food trucks and everything downtown.
Yes.
So go on down for a great night of entertainment. Starting at 6 p.m. on July 29th. It's the kickoff for International Days. Remember, once again, there won't be fireworks this year, but that's just erring on the side of caution. And then on Friday, we're kicking it off up at the park. All the good stuff starts happening.
The kids' parade starts on Friday, and it ends up at the park. And then there's Kids' Day, and then the music starts in the afternoon, and the vendors. Just as a note, all the music's going to be on the street on 4th North in between 3rd East and 2nd East. I had to get that right in my head. That's where all the music's going to be. So it's going to open up the park for more vendors, whatever needs to happen. And I should have looked at my schedule, but I think our Friday night music goes until late.
I believe it's 11 o'clock, plus there's the movie in the park on Friday night as well.
Yes.
So there's actually a movie in the park Friday and Saturday, I believe.
Both nights.
So, yeah, we'll kick that off, and then Friday night you can just hang out at the park, go get you something to eat. There'll be plenty of food up there. Listen to some music and enjoy yourself, but get to bed early because we start pretty early on Saturday and everything is revolving around that, the breakfast. Every year it's a breakfast.
Right. Yeah, it's the Lions Club breakfast. That starts at about 7, I think. Yeah, 7 o'clock. And then the parade starts. It's going to be on Main Street. Lots and lots of entries this far in advance, so it's going to be big. You have to get a place on Main Street in the shade.
It will be warm.
It will.
If this is any indication, it's still going to be warm. So we've got the parade, and then we start right back up again at the park that afternoon. More food vendors, more entertainment, and I believe it's Natural Causes that's going to close everything out Saturday night, if I remember correctly.
It is, yeah. Natural Causes is...
Oh, Mark Clabell.
Yeah. Yeah, from Channel 2.
Channel 2. He's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and there are so many other things that are kind of tied around it. You've got, as I said, the 5K, pickleball.
We're going to have a pickleball tournament for the first time ever in Price.
Yes.
I am so excited.
The other one that's kind of a first time, too, that sounds exciting is the disc golf tournament. It's going to be at USU.
Yep.
That'll
be
a lot of fun. And then at the park, of course, we'll have cornhole and we're going to have horseshoes. What sticks out to you as far as International Days? What are something that's like, oh, I can't wait for this to go do it?
It's just to be in the park all day long. You know, that's what I look forward to. You take your chairs, you find a spot in the shade, and you just kind of veg out and listen and enjoy. Some of the best entertainment of the year comes those two afternoons. We get the best that Carbon County has to offer. We get some of the best that Utah has to offer. And we have a great agenda, a great lineup for this year. Every time I say it, I get excited.
So get out there, have some fun. Thursday, July 29th through Saturday, July 31st. It's going across. It starts at the Peace Gardens. It'll end up at the park. So much fun, and we've been waiting for this. You know, get out there. You're probably going to run into people you haven't seen for a while.
I hope so.
Everybody, it seems like that's another thing, too, is it's almost a homecoming.
It is. It is. Yep, it is. We always have family come to town. Our house almost becomes a hotel. People come down and stay just so they can go to international days, see their friends. I guess that's the big thing. You see your friends.
That's right. And that's really what it's all about, is reconnecting too. So,
yep.
Hey, Lane, thanks so much for coming in. Now we're going to touch base again. We're going to be talking about some of the food vendors that are in the parks, the entertainment that we've got. Oh, and I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun coming up the end of July. Lane, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for the invitation. It's always good to talk to you.
Anytime, sir. That's Lane Miller, Price City Councilman. We've been talking all about International Days coming up the end of July. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.